I'm Laura Harper Lake.
And I'm Sarah Reitzman, and you're listening to Creative Guts.
Hey, you artsy antelopes. We're back with the 13th installment of Creative Catalogs.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in. Creative Catalogs is a mini series celebrating all the creatives that Laura and I have fallen in love with. Our hope is that you'll discover something new to you. So without further ado, here's what the Creative Guts team is loving lately.
I am a big fan of scale in art. I love big murals just bursting off a wall, and I'm a sucker for art that you can hold in the palm of your hand. For the latter, one of the greatest sources for that is at Tiny Art Show on Instagram. They are a community-based project in Utah that installs tiny little art shows in unexpected places to make art more accessible. From using a hole in the wall from the absence of one brick for quarter-inch paintings, or creating an actual mini gallery where you have to lay on your tummy to see the work inside a dressing room of a boutique clothing store, these tiny exhibit spaces and artwork will sweep your heart away with whimsy and charm. One of the most darling initiative is the hashtag Tiny Art Exchange, where they dressed up a small utility door standing at less than 2 feet tall, where inside you take a tiny piece of art and leave a tiny piece of art. I've never wanted to go to Utah more than I do right now. And maybe someday I will, when it's safe to travel again. They even left a bunch of mini canvases and tiny frames in this little art exchange door for folks to take for free during the days of quarantine to give folks a free opportunity to make some art. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Tiny Art Show, and I guarantee it will warm your heart with every tiny post. And next up, this recommendation is a very unique one. I'd like to tell you about Caleb Weinstein Studio, which offers glass blowing and metalworks. And I'll be showing my years. I used to babysit Caleb Weinstein many moons ago. And from a young age, this kid, as did the whole family actually, exuded creativity and had a passion for learning, experimenting, and making. Fast forward to now, and though Caleb is in high school, I am still pals with his folks on Facebook. I was not surprised to see Caleb was still making and creating, but I was super impressed by the work he was creating and the level of professionalism from such a young person. I do not know a lot about the art of glass blowing, except that it is stunning and seems very challenging to do. His pieces are a swirl of color and imagination. His metalwork is so lovely and intriguing. I think his sterling silver three-square necklace is my favorite because I just bought it today. I love it so darn much. And I'm also in love with his pendants, where he fuses together these tiny little circles, almost forming the design reminiscent of a honeycomb. It's fascinating. Caleb's work speaks for itself with its beauty and quality, though, and you can see that through the gallery on his website. Yes, this youngster has a website. With the support and guidance of his family, he has launched a professional artistic career. Seeing young people harness their creativity with such drive always stuns me. And the fact that this young person happened to be someone I knew when he was 8 years old makes me feel very lucky that I got to know him and see his creative mind working at such a young age to now, which quite frankly is still such a young age. Check out Caleb's amazing work at www.calebwstudio.com and on Facebook at Caleb Weinstein Studio. Those are my recommendations for you folks. Let's hear what Sarah's got cooking on her end.
Well, thanks, Laura. So I've been spending a lot of quality time during the pandemic at home with my first love, cartography. Cartography, or the art of map making, was the first visual art that made me wish I was an artist. And it all started with a cartographer who I'm going to talk about today, Jennifer Carland of Carland Cartography. So Jennifer Carland is a capital A artist. She has a BFA and an MFA. And because she's also a planning nerd like me, she has a graduate certificate in urban policy and planning, hence the draw toward maps. Carland Cartography produces some incredible, colorful, abstracted city street maps. The maps are based on real geography, but she's not going for realism. You shouldn't use them to figure out where you're going. The colors chosen are not representative of any statistic or data point. They're an emotional or artistic representation. She was living in Massachusetts when she started experimenting with cartography, so her work began with a city that I know very well, her Boston neighborhood series. She later expanded to other cities across the United States, and she's open to commissions if she hasn't gotten to your city yet. Carland Cartography has been a huge source of inspiration for me. I love the idea of creating something beautiful with something that's functional, like maps. I love Jennifer's style, but I also love how open and authentic she is on her Instagram. She shares a lot of works in progress, and she talks openly about the materials that she uses. So she was immensely helpful in lowering the barrier to entry for me to start experimenting and developing my own style. I personally use zoning maps when I'm experimenting with cartography, which is fun for me since I have a bunch of them laying around anyways. You can check out her work at carlandcartography.com, and she's also on Facebook and Instagram where her handle is carlandcartography. And in keeping with my cartography theme today, I also want to tell you about a recent show at the University of New Hampshire's Museum of Art. So recently, the UNH Museum of Art exhibited a collection from artist Dan Mills called Human Topographies. Mills' interest in history has led to a body of work that explores networks of power, trade, and migration that underpin societies nationally and globally. Mills creates layered paintings and collages about shared human history using maps and data to explore legacies of imperialism, colonialism, and the forced displacement of people. His work is incredible. It's full of observation about historic and current events in a medium that is so powerful. He's also a capital A artist as well. He has a BFA and an MFA and is the director of the Bates College Museum of Art in Lewiston, Maine. He has studios in Maine and Massachusetts, so he's local. Maybe someday we'll get him on the podcast. Aside from his faculty page on the Bates College website, I found no true website or social media presence for him, so I would implore you to just Google Dan Mills Human Topographies to check it out. So that's all I have for today, but before we wrap up today's installment of Creative Catalogs, I wanted to tell you about an upcoming virtual art exhibit that the Creative Guts team is working on. The organization I run, the Workforce Housing Coalition of the Greater Seacoast, is partnering with Creative Guts to host a virtual art show online celebrating the places we call home. So the coalition is currently seeking submissions for the show titled Where We Live, of any and all pieces that reflect what home means to you. So a range of mediums are welcome, including drawing, painting, architectural renderings, photography, cartography, embroidery, printmaking, and more. And you can find more info and find the call to art on the coalition's website and Facebook page, seacoastwhc.org or facebook.com/seacoastwhc. So that's all for today's episode. We hope you found something new to love while you listened along.
You can find all the links we mentioned today on our website, creativegutspodcast.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, where our handle is @creativegutspodcast.
As always, we love to hear from you, our listeners, so please say hello on social media and tell us about the creative things you're consuming.
As always, special thank you to our friend Raphael Bastek, aka Bug, for the use of the background music.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in. We'll be back with another episode of Creative Guts next Wednesday.
So with that, show us your creative guts.
Hey, Luna. Hi, Luna.
Luna.
What are you doing?
Just listening.
Inspiration for me. I love the idea of creating something beautiful with some it's just like the eighth flub.
So with that, show us your creative guts. Jeez Louise. Does it feel like I start first and then you say it, or do you feel like you start first and then I say it?
I feel like you I don't know, there's definitely a lag.
I always say it first. But I'm wondering, I don't know if that's just on my end.